It's time for Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Marshalltown Public Library Director Sarah Rosenblum. How you doing today, Sarah?
I'm great, Zach. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you stopping by and checking in once a month with the library, because there's always lots going on at the library. And I think the first thing on everybody's mind is a little update on construction, because that's a big project going on.
It is, and it's going well so far. No big hiccups that I've been reported. It's exciting. It's right outside my office, so it's very noisy, but, every day it's like, wow, more stuff's going up. So now they're doing the infrastructure, the metal studs and things are going in. There's a lot of, cutting and sparks flying. So, I'm only looking through the glass, but yes, everything's going well. As far as I know, we're on schedule. We should be done by early summer. And, maybe there's a hiccup with the furniture. We're actually starting to make furniture decisions next week. So, yeah, we're very excited. And just a reminder that this is all being paid for by the Friends of the Marshalltown Public Library. There are no city dollars in this project. It is a city building, and all of this will belong to the city.
Yeah, so it's great to hear that this is funded by the Friends of the Library. But I was in the library this past week, and there's not a ton of noise. I didn't hear a ton of noise, and maybe I just got lucky while I was there.
Well, maybe you did, because I'm sitting right outside it. So, but yeah, I mean, they can't help it. They've been really great. They've had to be up on a lift and ladders. They had to string metal tubing, I guess, like for running the power and data, and they're going to be painting that at some point too. So, but we've got a great crew that we're working with, and everybody's been really, really respectful and really helpful. There is part of our parking lot is temporarily occupied. That's the other thing. There's a little less parking, but before we know it, it'll be all done, and we'll be having our little ribbon cutting.
Yeah, so we will look forward to that ribbon cutting coming up. Let's talk about some things that is coming up at the library. March, busy month, because we also have spring break thrown in there as well. But I see a virtual art tour. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yes, so local resident Madeline Mayberry, who is a big art maven, is doing a virtual tour of the Des Moines Art Center. I believe she's had a long affiliation with them, a career as an art educator. And so we're excited that you won't have to drive to Des Moines. You can just pop down to the library on Monday, March 9th, between 2 and 3:30, and see this wonderful virtual presentation, a tour through the art center. I think I've been there once since I moved here, and it's a beautiful building. So we're excited that Madeline's doing that. There's no reservations needed. There's no fee or anything. So I think it's just a nice way. Maybe you people haven't been there, or they haven't been there in a long time. So I'm excited. When people started using the internet back in the 90s, or this would have been the early 90s, I remember the museum, one of the big museums, I think in New York, had put digitized all their art and put it online, and we showed it to people. And even though we were in New Jersey and people could go, people were really blown away by that you could see the art like that. And so, it seems like, probably before you were born.
93.
So just about the time you were a little baby Zach. But, we're still doing these kind of things. And I think it's exciting. And we're very thankful to Madeline for sharing her expertise with us.
Yeah. So that event, when is that coming up again?
Monday, March 9th from 2 to 3:30.
And then the end of that week, we had another spooky Friday the 13th coming up in March.
We do. And we have two unique animal programs, the same presenter. So the first program is from 1 to 1:45. Well, it's Storytime Unique Animals with naturalist Kim White. There will be a hedgehog, a frilled gecko, and as you and I were just assessing, an axolot. And I don't think I'm saying it right. It is the most amazing little creature. It is an aquatic salamander from Mexico, known for its Peter Pan ability to stay in its juvenile larvae stage its entire life, retaining feathery gills and a dorsal fin. It's just the craziest looking thing. We were just saying it looks like a cartoon character. So that will be there. So I'm excited to see that. Actually, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to miss it. So then later in the day, Well, just afterwards from 2:30 to 3:30, we're doing a program kind of more for teens and adults. So the first program at 1 to 1:45 is for families and small kids. And then later, Kim is also going to talk about biomimicry, and especially with our guests. And, you know, so I'm a little bit more geared to the older kids and adults. But I think it just looks so cool. And hedgehogs, I mean, everybody, who can resist a hedgehog? So those two programs are on Friday the 13th. And, of course, everything is on our website, marshalltownlibrary.org. I don't believe either of these. Okay, so the kids program doesn't require registration, but if you want to bring in a group, like you have a daycare or something, you do need to call ahead so we have the space planned out. So yeah.
Okay. All right. And the library's website is just marshalltownlibrary.org.
.org. And there's a calendar and events. It's always got things up there. We've got a link for tax information, getting a lot of questions about tax forms. We do have basic forms at the library. The Iowa form has not been printed, I think, maybe the whole time I've been here. So we have copies printed out. They cost you 60 cents. It's actually 6 pages, the Iowa tax form. It used to be 2 and then 4. I'm not sure, even though they keep saying they're simplifying taxes in Iowa, somehow now it's 6 pages.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. If the pages keep getting longer, that does not mean simpler, in my opinion.
No.
So people can stop by, though, if they have tax questions,
yeah,
right?
Well, they can. We don't do tax help. We don't, unfortunately, don't have any, but we have the form. So, you know, Schedule A and B and what we don't have, we can go online and print for you.
All right. One thing that you guys do every single month, you guys have your movie that you do on the fourth Monday. Tell me what's it coming up for March.
We are doing a classic Western.
Oh, my darling, on this our wedding day, do not forsake me, oh, my darling.
So this is a classic Western from 1952, Gary Cooper in an Oscar-winning role. We are not allowed to say the name of the movie due to licensing, but Gary Cooper, the incomparable Grace Kelly, the song that was first sung by Tex Ritter, and then later Frankie Lane had a huge hit with it. Gary Cooper stars as Marshal Will Kane, who must face a gang of outlaws on his wedding day. And it is a classic Western. I've seen it several times in my youth. So great movie. And Tom, of course, if there's any Iowa connection, Tom will know them. And we're just excited to, you know, a real classic black and white movie, and can't beat Gary Cooper and Grace Kelly. So,
and I was told in here that I need to go home and watch it because both Kyle and Sarah were giving me a hard time.
It's a great movie.
I mean, if it is, yeah,
sure. I can't say the name of it, but it's a great movie.
Yes.
Okay.
And a very young Lloyd Bridges
okay.
is also in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Katie Girardo, who was in some other Westerns, yeah. kind of always played the fiery Latina. So
this is very much the stereotypical let's meet in the street.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a certain time.
Gunfight. Oh. Yes.
Wild Wild West.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, does the library have movies for people to come in and check out?
We do. We have 14,000 DVDs, the
what?
Last count, 14,000.
That's a lot of movies.
Last year, every year we do our statistics, and movies we circulated 5,000 more movies than we did the previous year. So that could also be TV shows. It could be kids' movies. But DVDs are very popular in our community. You know, a lot of people think everybody streams, but we have a lot of regulars. We get a lot of requests. We have a lot, but we also can borrow some from libraries, everything from old classics, TV like Gunsmoke or I Dream of Jeannie to, you know, everybody wanted what's the show with the football? I can't think. Ted Lasso. But one thing we noticed is that a lot of the streaming, they don't sell their products anymore as DVDs because they want you to subscribe. So people get disappointed when they're like, well, why don't you have this? And so we have to explain. But yeah, but no, DVDs. And I just saw that there's a DVD UCD record store or something opened in somewhere, Coralville or somewhere, Cedar Rapids, called Razzle Dazzle. And so they said they're getting a lot of foot traffic.
Okay. So, interesting. Yeah. Do you guys have CDs then too?
No, or? We don't have CDs. We never had a large collection, but yes. So, you know, and the other thing, do I have time or we're running out of time? High Noon, the screenplay is by a man named Carl Foreman. And if you're a movie junkie like me, Carl Foreman was blacklisted. So if you don't know about the blacklist, a very sad time in our history in the 50s where award-winning authors and writers and screenwriters and actors. Some of them lost their jobs, and some of them fled the country. And Carl Foreman, I believe, wrote under a pseudonym. So there's some actually famous movies that somebody else got the Oscar and the credit for.
So movie March 23rd starts at high noon?
It starts at 2 p.m., and there will be popcorn and lemonade, and, of course, Tom LaVille, his charming self, will be there. Like I said, any awesome Iowa connection.
Awesome. Thanks, Sarah.